For Wisconsin, jobs and the economy dominate this campaign season. But political scientists like the UW-Madison's John Witte argue that education needs to be included because it's key to helping build the economy and train people for jobs. Witte says that needs to be addressed by the next governor if the workforce is to stay well-educated.
It does also have a big indirect impact because it's a very large budget item. K-12 funding is one of the largest items there, and if you're going to face a $2.7 billion deficit for the state, you're going to have to address school finance. That's a politically sensitive issue because the teachers' associations and parents are powerful forces.
The current school funding system is broken. We need a better way.
Last weekend at a Capitol rally organized by teachers groups and labor unions, educators, including Leah Luke, called for more education funding. The Mauston teacher recalled a lone box of tissues she got last year to help curb H1N1.
That averaged to 2.5 tissues per pupil spread out over the entire four-month cold and flu season.
Milwaukee mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett champions most of a funding formula proposed by Department of Public Instruction head Tony Evers. It would give more weight to challenges districts face when the state decides how to distribute funding.
We understand there are certain intrinsic problems, districts with declining enrollment, districts that have high property values but low income values. We want to look at those to see if we can ensure that children get an education that allows them to compete in the world economy.
Evers also wants to take $900 million used to fund two property tax relief programs and give that money directly to schools. But while Evers says it can be done without hurting taxpayers, Barrett wants more discussion. Barrett says if Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker becomes governor, tax cuts proposed by his Republican challenger would deepen the state's budget deficit, ruining any chance of increased funding for schools. But Walker says his education agenda isn't about more money.
It's more about how do we allow school districts to better spend the dollars we do have. We need to change the arbitration system, put a moratorium on new unfunded mandates, and ultimately allow people to buy into the state employee health care plan. That alone would save school districts $68 million per year. That's all money. It doesn't have to come from the local property taxpayer and goes directly into the classroom.
The candidates also differ on fixing failing schools. Barrett says as mayor, he's helped create summer reading programs for low-income minority students, namely those at the Milwaukee public school system.
People in the state should be concerned and angry that we have the largest racial achievement gap in the nation. That gap actually grows not during the school year, but during the summer months, because there are a lot of kids who don't have enrichment programs or the books at home to read.
And Barrett has supported the DPI's efforts to more directly intervene in failing schools, which includes early intervention for kids struggling with math and reading, lengthening school days, and creating a more uniform curriculum across schools in a single district. Walker, on the other hand, says he'd avoid what he calls educational bureaucracy.
The better answer is to empower local school districts if they have failing schools, to shut those schools down, reopen them, and get beyond the seniority rules, and be able to declare emergencies and put in place principals and staff based on excellence and their ability to turn schools around and not be stuck with the red tape that normally comes from assigning staff.
Both Walker and Barrett say teacher salaries should be performance-based, though Walker wants to restore the qualified economic offer, a 3.8% cap on wages and benefits. And while Barrett supports schools, he says he can't promise they'll get more money given the state's huge budget deficit. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.